director, editor, and writer of the movie of your life. You are actually synthesizing the experience of your success in your mind. You are allowing your body to start vibrating at a new level of attraction. This vision that you're creating acts like a magnet, and once the image is fixed in your mind, your subconscious is alerted to bring about factors that will actually help you to achieve your goal that you have programmed into your own mind. You see, in time, our deliberate visions become self-fulfilling. This is mental training at its greatest, and every successful person in history that you read about talks about this. So just think about all the books that you've read about, or movies, or the athletes that talk about how they imagine themselves winning and all the things that they did. It's a simple way of reprogramming the mind to achieve more positive behaviors, feelings, and results so you can see new opportunities. Now, I honestly believe that everybody has the ability to create movies in their own mind, and you can do it with total perfection. By the way, you do it every time you think of someone, or you remember something, or even if you're daydreaming. Without even being aware of it, you actually create pictures in your mind in countless different situations every day. For example, if you just looked at an object near you right now, you examined it in detail and noted its shape, its color, and its size. And after you examined it, then you closed your eyes and pictured in your mind what you just saw. If you can do that, you've just proven to yourself that you can direct your imagination. I just want to say, folks, if there is failure and lack in your life, it is sadly because you first have imagined it in your mind. The news media has gotten to you, the magazines, the newspaper, the other people that you talk to and allow in your life have painfully inserted seeds and pictures and images that you have allowed to grow. So the imagination is one of the most important things if you want prosperity in your life, to imagine what you want. Imagine things being good. I honestly believe that imagination is much more powerful than willpower. And when the imagination and will are in conflict, the imagination will win out. So instead of battling with any kind of poverty or failure and financial lack, which, face it, folks, often just multiplies your problems and you feel helpless, why not quietly and deliberately and persistently engage in mentally programming your mind, visualizing what you want? Charles Fillmore once described the terrific power of the imagination when he wrote, "Imagination gives man the ability to project himself through time and space and rise above all limitations." And this is true. Our limitations are often brought on because this is what we focus in on, and we're self-fulfilling prophecies. So it's a matter of, are you going to give yourself permission to try something new? I invite you, folks, to really listen with your heart about what I'm sharing with you today. My life would certainly look very different if I had not studied success at a very young age, being a farmer's daughter. Growing up in Chuckytuck, Virginia, my parents were farmers as far back as we can trace, and there wasn't a lot of programming that girls would be able to create great success in their life. And nobody told me that I could imagine myself and move myself to any kind of levels that I want. And if you look at athletes, if you look at top writers, you look at actors, you look at people who are very influencing in our reality, when they're interviewed, many times they'll talk about their dreams that they had, how they imagined themselves as a singer or as a dancer or as an actress, as a owner of a company, as a this or a that. I have a program called How to Overcome Any Productive Behaviors, and that's one of the greatest target things that I teach in this particular program is when you want to break any kind of bad habit, don't reinforce the bad habit. Imagine yourself to be the size you want to be, to weigh what you want to be. See yourself without the cigarette. See yourself in environments where maybe you've lost your temper, where you don't do that. Because every time you do that, folks, you create a new reference in your brain. The more you see the person you want to become, automatically your brain starts to shift your thinking and helps you become that right away. I think one of the great things about using your imagination is that you're not using the logical, linear, or analytical thinking. But actually, when you imagine something in the workshop of your mind, you experience that reality through feeling. And since we live in a world of rationality where we forget our intuitive, creative side, we have to accept that we're the creator of our life. We have to rediscover ourselves as the cause rather than the effect of our lives. You see, your inner experience is going to create your outer experience, and you've got to take the time to use mental imaging to create new realities, new opportunities for yourself. Now, there are some easy steps to use your imagination, and I'm going to go over those. Again, you can't do it wrong, but the very best way to use the power of imagination is when you first wake up in the morning. You know, before your brain clicks on and you're all into the day and thinking about your responsibilities. So you want to get your body into the correct mode for programming. So the correct mode is to be deeply relaxed in both your body and mind. It's only when you're relaxed that your mind can open up to fresh ideas and new techniques. When your body and mind are deeply relaxed, your brain actually becomes slower. This slower state is known as the alpha state. Now, two of the most effective times to use your imagination to achieve your goals is when you first wake up in the morning while your body and mind are very relaxed and receptive, and the very last thing you do at night just before you go to sleep. Now, research in this area has found that by using your imagination during these relaxed times, your subconscious mind actually records new programs more effectively. I just want to add that a lot of the experts who teach about visualization always say, and you should remember this, that if your spine is straight, you come into the alpha state faster. So when you first wake up in the morning, you know, get your spine straight and then start, or just before you go to sleep at night, again, spine straight and then start. Now, the second step for effective mental imaging would be that you have to have a clearly defined goal that you want to achieve. Folks, you got to have faith and belief that you can realize your goal, and you got to have goals that, again, you're willing to put action behind. They're not just fantasies that you want. The third step is to create a mental picture as if the goal were already yours. You see, if you act as if the picture were real today, not sometime in the future, but today. Now, it's important that you fill in the small details of the sight, the color, the smells, the texture, the feeling. The more realistic the details, the better. The more the reference in your brain, the imprinting happens. You see, if you can see, hear, touch, smell, or taste your goal, your mental picture will be clearer and will have a better chance of giving your brain that very clear picture of where you should go. I want to remind you, only imagine what you really desire. Please do not reinforce negative pictures should they come into your mind. It's important that you only see and imprint the correct new pictures in your subconscious mind of exactly what you want. You don't have to know how to get there. All you have to do is create these references of possibilities. The fourth step is to focus your mental picture as often as possible. It is recommended that it for the minimum of 21 days, but preferably 28 to 30 days. Envision your success in great detail twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes each time. And the reason I say that is because research has proven that it takes a minimum of 3 weeks for an old mental image to dissolve and a new mental image to form. Now, I don't mind telling you, I think it takes a little dedication and focus to do anything for a period of time. And a lot of people start things, and the reason they're not successful is